علي حبه جنة وسيم النار والجنة وسي المصطفى حقا إمام الناس والجنة.
The Gate of Knowledge. Exegesis and interpretations of the supremely eloquent sermons, letters, and sayings of the Commander of the Faithful, Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib, peace be upon him.
You're listening to the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio with Sheikh Mukhtar, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين. Dear listeners to IRIB English Radio, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I welcome you all to this episode of The Gate of Knowledge, where we are discussing about the topic of a guide to managers based on the teachings of Imam Ali alayhi salam in Nahjul Balagha. Imam Ali alayhi salam, especially in the 31st sermon, which we are currently focusing on, has different sets of guidances and pieces of advice which can be used very actively by those who have some leadership role or some managerial position. And we discussed in the previous sessions about the fact that a person with a leadership role needs to have a very strong, insightful, mindful, and careful heart, a precocious heart. And for this to happen, there are certain preliminaries, one of which is that a person needs to increase their knowledge about the deeper realities of Islam. Another one that we talked about previously was that a person needs to spend some time with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to remember Allah, to increase the light within his heart. Today we'll talk about another point, inshallah, after the break.
You're listening to the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio, a program that presents a detailed commentary of Peak of Eloquence from the Master of the Faithful, Imam Ali, peace be upon him.
Welcome back, dear listeners, to IRIB English Radio. Today we'll discuss another important preliminary to have an insightful, mindful, and careful heart, which is necessary for a manager and a person in leadership, in a leadership position. And that is that a person needs to be careful about the way money is being spent. See, one of the things that causes extreme deviation is the love of this world. And the love of this world is like a very treacherous, you can say, and a very, very sly snake that enters very, very subtly within the heart. It comes slowly, and then it can cause a lot of disruption and destruction. So another a person needs to be very careful from the very beginning. And one of those ways to be careful that the heart doesn't get polluted and contaminated by the love of this world, and of course, you know, by love of this world, we don't mean the positive type of love whereby you use the world for spiritual progress, but rather that kind of love that removes you from remembrance of Allah and from adhering to what Allah wants from you. So in order to control your heart and not allow this love to enter as a leader, as a manager, you need to have your checks and balances right. You need to have your accounts proper. You need to be careful about how the funds that are entering your portfolio are being used. You need to be really careful. Don't overspend. Don't even underspend. Spend where it is required. Expenditure should be based on requirement. This is something that is always, it's a general principle, but especially when it comes to public funds. As an institute, the funds that are coming inside your institute are public, especially if it's not a private institute. A private institute is another thing. But when you talk about public institutes, whereby your service is towards the people, the funds that are coming also are general funds that the people need to see for you, right? So because that is the case, you need to be more careful. You need to be more careful about that. And that is something that you have noticed that Imam Ali alayhi salam was extremely, extremely careful and strict in his lifestyle. And you've heard many stories about that.
IRIB English Radio presents a detailed commentary of the Peak of Eloquence from the Master of the Faithful, Imam Ali, peace be upon him, on the program Gate of Knowledge.
Welcome back, dear listeners, to IRIB English Radio. We are discussing about the importance of taking care of public funds and expenditure as a leader, as a person in managerial positions, because we say that if that is not done, then the heart can be polluted, the person can become forgetful of his purpose. So for that to happen, a person needs to be careful about how they spend. Very clear, and accounts have to be there. An expenditure should be based on requirement and need. You notice that Imam Ali alayhi salam in his lifestyle was not even using a candle, even for 2 seconds or 1 second or a moment, just a candle that was belonging to public treasury for personal use. For example, if he was in a place whereby there was a candle that had got, public use, if someone had private work with him, he would turn off the candle. That is the level of care that Imam Ali alayhi salam had. Now look at how much care we have with regards to these public funds. These are the things that we need to be careful about. Oh no, because I'm a leader, I can spend however much I want from this amount, and I have certain privileges for myself. No ways. The privilege is only because of your service. And the service itself is a privilege. When you'll meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you'll realize that opportunity to serve itself was a great privilege. Not that you use this opportunity to serve as a springboard to achieve our own personal aims and objectives in life. If a person is careful about the funds that enter in his life and the funds that are used in that institute or in that leadership role that he has, then definitely he will be able to protect his heart and keep it guided, keep it straight in the path that is required towards the purpose of divine aims. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Sheikh Mukhtar, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom, on the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio.
وبالكتاب مسدد والنور معنا باب العلوم ومرشد هو آيات الله من نبي نبه حين دعاه نال منه هو في الشدائد مجيد والفضل يمنى هو في المحاسن أحمد والوحي رباه